Welcome to the Gals Guide podcast. Join us on an adventure to get to know famous and infamous women from around the world. Each of our presenters has a pick. Is she ancient history? Is she breaking news? Is she safe for work? Well, that's up to each presenter. All we know is that...
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Welcome back. I'm Amy, and I'm joined by Riwu, Bonnie, and Katie, and we're sharing our Middle Eastern gal pick. Bonnie already talked about, and I'm going to mispronounce it, so somebody jump in.
Artemisia the First of Kyra.
Yes!
Thank you.
Look at that!
But before we get back into it, I want to get to know something random about my pals.
Yes.
So I want to know, have any of you ever listened to Middle Eastern music other than if it just comes up? Like, have you looked it up on Spotify or listened to anything? And if you have, what do you like?
I know. I know that I have been, you know, that it has been around. I feel bad that I haven't, like, totally dived into it. My kids listen to a lot of Eurovision, and so they listen to far more international music than I do. My first thoughts was, wait a minute, Cat Stevens. And I'm like, wait a minute, no, Cat Stevens was very much born in the U.S. and not necessarily born in the Middle East. So I know that it's something that I really need to, like, improve on, but I don't know any. It's not an aversion. It's just an opportunity that has been missed so far, damn it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's why we're doing this, right?
Yes, exactly. To bring more awareness. I did a quick Google and I'm like, yep, no, I don't know. Do you ladies have any?
I don't think I know any.
Gotcha.
Off the top of my head.
Dun, 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 dun.
Does the Aladdin soundtrack count?
Sure.
I mean, right? The Arabian Nights? Yes. Yeah. See? There you go. That kind of feel to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to say, I haven't listened to a lot of Middle Eastern music. Probably some of the only times are in restaurants, because, you know, I'm a big foodie.
Yeah.
Like Egyptian restaurants, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I definitely feel I enjoyed it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know anything about it.
Right.
So.
Kind of sought it out, or right. Who's the performer of this one? Who is the name of this song?
Yeah,
that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It's usually like, what if you go on like a Friday or Saturday night, there's a belly dancer? That yes. always frightened me and traumatized me.
Really?
I don't know why.
No, that could have been me.
I was like, oh God, well,
have
what
you,
do I do?
You learned how to belly dance?
Like, yes.
Oh,
that's
nice.
That's one of the reasons I asked about music.
Yes.
I used to be in Troop Belly Belly.
Ooh.
And I started belly dancing, in college. I think I took it as like an elective or something. I don't even know. It was just for fun.
Nice.
And then I ended up doing it for years.
Oh, nice.
And so I really learned a lot about the music, but you also learn a lot about dance and the culture and the different dances from different areas throughout the Middle East. It's so interesting. Mm-hmm. And so I actually do have a favorite artist. He's Algerian. His name is Rashid Taha.
Ooh.
And I've danced to many of his songs.
Gotcha. There you go. He's your dance and jam?
Yes. But my favorite of his, he did a sort of updated cover of The Clash's Rock the Casbah.
Ooh. That's a good cover to do.
It's a good song. And he didn't change too much about it.
Yeah.
Just the arrangement a little bit and some of the lyrics.
Ooh.
But that was always a staple for Belly Belly. That was one of our big show-stopping numbers.
Nice.
Yes. Our head choreographed it. It's always really popular. And I just love hearing it.
Yeah.
And I like all his other songs, too. He lives in France. He's from Algeria.
Gotcha.
And so some of his songs are in French. And they're...
Nice.
He has a really good sense of humor for a lot of it. But the music's great. I really recommend it.
I will have to definitely check that out. That can start my exploration.
Yeah.
Bonnie, did you have anybody?
No.
Okay. All right. Wanted to make sure you got an opportunity of like, hold on, I have a top five list.
Yeah.
No.
Gotcha. Oh, nice. Well, then who do you have for us? And are they musical by any chance? They don't have to be. I'm more curious now.
Well, I want to talk about sort of something that is currently happening in Egypt.
Ooh, and modern day.
Yes, and I'm going to talk a little bit about Sama El Masri.
Sweet.
She is an Egyptian entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
She's somewhat controversial with her political views.
Gotcha.
Fun. So I can't
say... We don't shy away from that.
No, and I can't say that, like, I agree with her political views.
Right.
But I do disagree with how things are being handled
Ooh.
Currently.
Gotcha.
So just a little bit of her history. She was very much against the Muslim Brotherhood in the 2010s. And she was very much part of actually a large group in Egypt that perceived that the U.S. and President Obama were supporting the Muslim Brotherhood presidency.
Gotcha.
She made just some crazy videos, anti-Obama videos, anti-Muslim videos, and they were just wackadoodle. Like, if you watch them, they're just crazy.
We're talking like Sarah Palin level of...
Oh, go higher.
Oh, like, really? Oh, no.
When I think of it,
yeah,
in my mind, if you remember Diamond and Pearl...
Oh, yeah.
The two sort of pundits.
Oh, yeah.
That was much more similar to that, only really wow. with some wacky Middle Eastern. Like, she would always do sort of belly dance in front of, like, the videos with the horrible, like, images of Obama or whatever.
Right?
Like, they're just wackadoodle.
Oh, my goodness.
And when the President Morsi, he was the Muslim Brotherhood president that was put into office, when... he was ousted after really less than a year. She actually held a parade.
Oh.
Where, in front of Parliament, where she belly danced with a sheep draped in an American flag. Oh. I don't know.
Right, right, sure.
You know, it's a parade, whatever.
Exactly, sure, yes.
I just feel like, honestly, she's very similar to a lot of fringe political performers you see on YouTube or TikTok and other influencers.
And they've existed throughout time as well. This
exactly.
is just a new way of
yes.
kind
a new
of getting
format.
It out there. Yeah,
yes.
exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
She also made a film, which is also just bat crazy. Like, she's always been an entertainer and a dancer, and mm-hmm. she actually did work in news for a while. But she made a film that was basically like a rags to riches to rags story about
oh, no.
an entertainer and a,
I not at all.
There may have been a curse. I don't even remember. And all these things happened, but for part of the film, the star, which of course was played by Sama El Masri,
no.
directed by Sama El Masri, written by Sama El Masri.
Weird.
but she, in part of the film, she got a job in media, her character.
Sure, sure.
And was sexually exploited during that job.
Oh.
The film was released, and the media censorship board in Egypt forced her to re-edit it and re-release it because of complaints from the journalist union. And so she had to
like
take that part out.
Like it doesn't happen to anybody
like
else.
Like it doesn't happen in the media.
Right.
In their country.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Sure, sure, sure.
In 2014, she was detained by police for having an unlicensed television channel.
Oh.
She would film videos in her home. She would put them out on her YouTube channel. But
yeah.
also, she did have them broadcast.
Okay.
In another country. So... that was enough for them to consider it a TV channel.
Of a TV. Because it broadcast somewhere
yes,
outside
yes.
of just that
of
platform.
Of YouTube.
Okay.
Yes. But
oh,
she did.
Right.
She actually did broadcast it. But most of her views were on her YouTube channel.
Right.
They were very critical of Muslims in the government. She was still being critical of journalists and still talking about sexual abuse, especially in light of the Me Too movement.
Oh, yeah.
And... she also kind of randomly attacked a sports coach. Nobody knew if it was a personal thing or it was because he was planning on running for president of Egypt against her candidate, Abdul el-Sisi.
Right.
El-Sisi is actually the president of Egypt. He, after the Muslim Brotherhood president, Morsi, was ousted, he was elected. 47% of eligible voters voted, and he was elected in by 98% of them. So it was...
Wow.
Yes. So he was chosen and elected for president of Egypt. Mm-hmm. And she was a huge supporter of his. And she also was part of his sort of council on morality.
Okay.
At the time.
Weird.
Yes.
I'm just going, a YouTuber on a council of morality. Like, you know.
She does consider herself conservative, even though she does... She does Middle Eastern dance, and she does wear Middle Eastern dance costumes. Yeah. She actually more wears the caftan style. She doesn't wear the Western or Lebanese, like, you know, bikini top and skirt. I mean, she'll wear a full dress.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's in the Egyptian style of belly dance. That's really common. She does cane dance.
I don't know what that is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Egyptian dance, there's a style where the men's dance... They dance with swords
and
sabers. And the women would spoof that by dancing with a cane. And so that is a very big style in Egyptian, Middle Eastern style dance, is dancing with a cane. And so oftentimes she does have her cane in her videos.
Gotcha. It's almost like a form of drag, then, it feels like, in a sense. Yeah,
making fun of the men. Yeah. Nice. And they're they're big, you know. He-Man dancing with their swords.
We
and
have tough,
like,
swords.
Yeah, and they're just kind of, and we're like swirling it like.
I have a baton.
Yeah, so it's just sort of being goofy, but now it's just become part of that style of dance.
Gotcha.
But in 2020, her president sort of turned against her. It was starting in 2020 and still continuing to this day. They started in Egypt a big crackdown on social media.
Okay.
Mostly on female influencers.
Oh, just the women then.
Yes.
Huh.
And she was actually arrested for posting an indecent video to her YouTube and TikTok. She was placed under surveillance for 3 years.
Oh,
3 years.
Yes. Damn. In lieu of a jail sentence.
Gotcha.
And she was also fined the equivalent of tens of thousands of dollars. The video in question is her covering a traditional Egyptian song.
Okay.
Kind of modern traditional, but just like a pop song. It's like a lip sync video on TikTok.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. To which there are hundreds of thousands of them, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Nothing out of the ordinary. Yeah.
Yes. In the video, she's doing her laundry.
Oh.
And she playfully takes one of her pairs of underwear out of the laundry and kind of swirls it around.
Okay, sure.
It's a thong.
Yeah.
If you look closely, you can see.
Right.
But that they considered that to be indecent enough that she was jailed for 3 years.
So she didn't actually show any of her person.
They said she was dressed indecently, but if you look at it.
Right.
I realize it is a different culture. And right. I realize that there are different standards.
Yeah.
But my personal feelings is that she,
right,
even under a certain standard, it did not seem to me to be indecent.
Gotcha. Yeah.
The video itself is similar to many of her other wackadoo videos. It's just wackadoo. She's singing the song and she's doing her laundry and she's yelling at her husband. There's like so much going on. But
right, exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I chose her to talk about because she, even though she is conservative, she's very supportive of the Sisi presidency and the current government.
Gotcha.
She still was part of this crackdown, and she's still being, you know,
kind of
forced to edit her videos, forced to take her videos down. Just
almost being made an example of to spread the word and scare other women.
Yeah, you could say that. But this is part of a pattern that has been happening in the Sisi government.
Gotcha.
That started in 2020 and is still continuing. She just happens to be one of the more famous people that this happened to. She does have a lot of followers. Like I said, her videos are crazy. They're hilarious to watch. not going to lie, though, a lot of Middle Eastern music videos are pretty crazy.
Gotcha. Yeah. Trying to get attention and eyeballs.
There's a singer named Marwa, and she's has insane videos. Like, there's just a lot out there. It's not strange, but what is interesting is the fact that women are getting put into jail for what they're doing on their social media.
Right.
And the law that they're citing was originally developed because during the Arab Spring uprising,
right,
a lot of Facebook and Twitter, now X.
I know, right?
We're calling it Twitter. It's like Dear Freak. It's permanent. But
fair.
So, but on Twitter, that's how a lot of the revolutionary
connected
people were connecting. Yeah. They were connecting on Instagram through DMs. Mm-hmm. And that's how a lot of the information about what was going on was getting out to the rest of the world.
Right.
So that is why when Sisi was put into power, that he started to take more interest in controlling social media content.
Right.
It was originally started for revolutionaries and also for journalists. A lot of Egyptian journalists have been put in jail for putting out perceived non-Egyptian or non-pro Egypt content.
Right. Or otherwise known as possibly the truth.
Yes, possibly. I'm not saying I'm an expert by any means,
right.
And I don't have a lot of depth on this, but yes.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm trying to be as diplomatic as I can. But what started is they're using it more and more to go after younger influencers.
Right. Because they have a perceived possible power.
And an audience.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
TikTok and Instagram influencer Haneen Hassam was arrested by the Interior Ministry for inciting debauchery and violating public morals.
Debauchery.
She was also...
It's kind of a badge of honor, I'm just saying. Debauchery!
She was also accused of human trafficking.
Oh my gosh!
Because...
Yeah.
She posted a video to her TikTok.
Yeah.
About how she earns money as an influencer.
Sure.
And trying to teach other people how they could also earn money.
Okay.
On social media.
Yeah.
But apparently.
How is that human trafficking?
I don't know. I'm not quite sure how it all shakes out.
Right.
But like basically, she was telling other young women how to make their own money.
I believe it's called empowerment.
Yeah. Well, and I believe it's called doing stupid dances.
Yes, there's that.
And getting a sponsor and holding up hair vitamins.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. On camera. I mean, seriously.
I know, right?
If you're making money on TikTok, you're not doing anything revolutionary.
Right.
I mean, because nobody would...
Mm-hmm. You're selling products.
Yes. Yeah. No mm-hmm. company would have somebody sell their products that was...
Problematic.
Yeah, that was going to become problematic. So basically, yes, she was telling people, she was promoting work opportunities on content creation.
Wow.
And...
human trafficking, debauchery.
Yes. And
okay.
Yes. She was arrested, also put under surveillance.
Oh my goodness. But I mean that is terrifying. So it is something to be mindful of how is this censorship and how is this affecting women in the Middle East, right?
Yes. Yeah. It's a big deal. Another influencer, Mouada El Adam, was arrested on similar charges.
Gotcha.
And then 17-year-old social media influencer Mena Abdelaziz.
Gotcha.
She posted to her account about how a fellow influencer assaulted and beat her. Her face was battered in the video.
Aww.
She was crying. She was basically calling out what happened to her because he's popular. He has a big following. And she wanted her followers to know what happened.
Yeah.
She has proof of it. She mentioned that her friend filmed the whole thing.
Gotcha.
And she also shared part of that footage on her social media. Mm-hmm. She just wanted to get this guy, right?
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. she was hurt. Nobody was helping her.
People.
She mm-hmm. she outed it.
Yeah.
Instead of arresting
him,
mm-hmm. no, she was arrested for inciting debauchery
right.
and violating Egyptian family values.
Oh. Ooh, that's tough. Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes. Mm,
that's messed up. Mm. Yeah.
In 2018, the cybercrime law was actually updated
okay.
so that they can censor the internet and carry out surveillance of all the communications.
Of course.
Several Islamic countries enforce modest dress laws, and Egypt is one of them.
Right.
So now if what you're wearing in your TikTok video may not fit that
to the yes, standards, yes.
you can get arrested for that.
Wow.
Lots of belly dancers have also yeah. been arrested for their social media posts. A woman was put in jail for a year.
Oh, goodness.
Because of a music video where she was scantily clad.
There otherwise was, known as belly dancing?
Yes. There was no nudity, but yes, you could see her midriff, and it was against the current Egyptian law.
Oh, that midriff. Dangerous.
Yes. There is also a video that I watched that was the woman and her husband, who she was dancing in front of, were arrested. She was also just doing very mild shimmies in a full caftan gown.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No nudity, no nothing. She was arrested. Her husband, who appeared in the video, was arrested. And also the camera person.
Oh.
In several other cases, the camera people have also been arrested.
That's new.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
I think that's really interesting.
Yeah.
One of the cameramen fled to Tunisia.
Gotcha.
And a lot of other social media people have supported him.
Gotcha.
After he's left.
Yeah.
An Armenian belly dancer was sentenced to 6 months in jail because she danced using the Egyptian national flag as her veil.
Oh. Yeah.
She is not Egyptian, but it's still you.
Right.
She still went to prison for a year.
Right.
Wow.
Oof.
Activists have complained about hostile environments for all minority groups, LGBTQ, and all women.
That. Yeah. It's terrifying. Oh my goodness. Something to definitely be
yes
alerted by.
Yes. Another woman was accused of inciting debauchery because of the dress that she wore to the Cairo Film Festival in 2018.
Oh, goodness.
She was up for an award, an actress, and yes, her gown was apparently too snug. It was not low cut or anything. It was just
it was
one
just
of those
tight?
Evening gowns that was tight. Yes.
Oh,
tight
my
gold
gosh.
Gown.
Oh. Right.
Yes.
Oof.
Policing and restricting women.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
And a women's rights lawyer at the Cairo Center for Development said women are really the only category targeted by the authorities for this debauchery law.
Right.
Our conservative...
Not too many men are being...
No.
Yeah.
Her quote from 2020, our conservative society is struggling with technological changes, which have created a completely different environment and mindsets. Mm. One girl, honestly, she had no idea why she was taken in to custody. Mm-hmm. The only reason given was because she had blue hair.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, I'm sitting here with
another
pink hair
teenager.
Right now,
yes.
So it's like, damn.
Another teenager.
Wow.
Another quote from the New Arab. Sisi pledged to address the truly shocking epidemic of sexual assault against women in Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
But he also infamously arrested famous actress Amal Fathi after she publicly spoke about her experiences of sexual harassment. Sisi might pose as the friend and protector of Egyptian women from Islamist bogeymen, but whenever a woman attempts to strive for genuine freedom and equality in Egypt, she's met with censorship and punishment.
Mm. Yeah.
Interesting. I could go on.
Totally fair. Yes,
but exactly, I would say yeah. within the last 4 years, over a dozen influencers, all female, have been arrested for anything from lip syncing to a Western song, again, mm-hmm. having blue hair,
yeah.
Profiting off the internet.
Right, having a job. Yes,
having or making money as a teenager, I guess, fair, or yeah. showing some cleavage.
Wow.
Lots and lots of human rights organizations have expressed concerns about this crackdown.
Yeah.
The Commission for the Rights and Freedom of Egypt denounced the campaign of arrests of women, calling it restricting individuals' freedom by imposing a specific moral conception or value system in a way that restricts their full enjoyment of their rights and freedoms protected by international rights law. And that is from the Tahrir Institute for Middle Eastern Policy.
Ooh.
So basically, this is going on. I don't think a lot of people know about it.
Yeah, and I've never heard of this. Yeah.
And yes, some of these are adult female actresses, but a sure. lot of these are teenagers
yeah.
who are just doing their thing. And mm-hmm. they really aren't dressing scandalous. A lot of these videos are still up. A lot of the accounts mm-hmm. are still up. Yeah. Some of them have been taken down. So, you know, if you just Google, you know, Egypt TikTokers arrested, you can find their accounts.
Yeah.
And just
and see for yourself.
And see for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
That
yeah,
it's,
yeah.
it's really not a big deal.
Yeah.
You can look at Sama El Masri's videos, mm-hmm. her full crazy film.
Right.
If you need some entertainment.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I also just wanted to take 1 second
yeah.
to talk a little bit about dance in the Middle East.
Yes, please, please, please.
Basically, as we all know, until very recently, most Middle Eastern countries were completely segregated.
Right.
So men and women didn't really see each other. Mm-hmm. Even if you were married, you were segregated for most of the day.
Oh.
And so dance as a form of entertainment and just, you know,
Celebration,
community, yeah. mm-hmm. was just something that people did
yeah.
for obviously centuries
mm-hmm.
before that even. And the women, I mean, you know, they may have seen each other dance off and on, but mm-hmm. usually it was done completely segregated. Uh-huh. So the women didn't really see the men's dances that often.
Oh.
And the men really never saw the women's dances at all. They were done together.
Oh.
Belly dance started with just women sort of, you know, sitting around talking to each other about baby making, talking right. to each other Ooh. About strengthening your muscles for having your children.
Yeah.
And just, it was a woman's dance. It nice. Wasn't done for the male gaze. It wasn't mm. done for entertainment. It was just women sitting around talking to each other.
Oh.
It was fun together, right?
Well,
yeah, it was for fun. You know, somebody would get out a drum, somebody would get out their instruments,
yeah.
and they would just have a dance party. And nice. Men never saw it. It really wasn't until much later that Middle Eastern dance was seen even in Middle Eastern countries.
Right.
And it wasn't really until the World's Fair, the first World's Fair,
right.
when a dancer named Little Egypt was brought over the way many foreign
right.
people were brought over.
As
sort of a display. Mm-hmm. Yes. And she would yeah. come out and do these dances for paying customers instead
sure.
of for just, you know,
for other
her
women.
Friends and family.
Yeah.
And so that was one of the first times. That's when it started in this country.
Yeah.
And became this sort of risque, oh, blah, 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 blah.
Because it's exotic.
Yeah, it's exotic. Yeah. And she's moving like a
sure.
snake and whatever.
Sure.
And so,
meanwhile, she's doing Kegels the entire time.
Yes. Well, and it just, honestly, the two-piece costumes, that wasn't
yeah.
until much, much later. That didn't happen until the 60s and 70s. And that came out of swimwear.
Oh, the
and
bikini
it,
and
yeah,
all that stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
yeah.
it was done, yeah. I mean, it was done basically so that you could see the movement of the muscle.
Right.
that
so you could see the dance.
Yeah. So costumes like that are just meant to accent and to show off exactly what you're doing.
Right.
But honestly, most of the dances are done in like a full gown.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just like a caftan, a one piece.
Right.
And even when you do show a little bit of your midriff, like in India, it's pretty subtle. It's just like a little strip. It's the same thing.
Exactly.
It's the same thing. So I just wanted to bring that up, that dances traditionally are just for fun, for communication. It's not a sexual dance.
Right.
That did not come into it until it was done in front of a more co-ed audience and a more...
so it was sensationalized.
An audience at the time where morals in the United States definitely and in the European countries were much more locked down, and so it seemed very scandalous. Like, it wasn't scandalous until somebody said it was.
Right.
So exactly. I just wanted to bring that up, and in the context of these entertainers doing tradition, that's how you dance to that music.
Right.
You know, like if it's a rock song, you dance a certain way. If it's a ballet song, you dance ballet.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody looks at a ballerina in a skin tight outfit and skin tight leotards.
Right.
As anything other than it's showing off how they move.
Right.
And it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of belly dancers that do wear a flesh colored.
Yeah.
Leotard. I mean, so I just wanted to put that out there because it's my little soapbox that I stand on. And especially in the context of people going to jail and being put under three years of surveillance for doing a pretty tame dance.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a bunch of shenanigans.
Among other things. Yes. It's basically just really keeping, especially these teenage girls, under their thumb.
Right. And
when it's such an important time in their life. Mm-hmm. And the world is global now.
Yeah.
These girls can, they can see and all these other TikToks and they just want to be like them. And most of them are still following the morality. You know, it's, these are just normal teenagers in Egypt. They're Egyptian teenagers. Mm-hmm. And they want to be like the rest of the world, but they're still living in their culture. They still grew up that way. And they're just expressing themselves. And I just think it's really sad. And I think it's something that people aren't aware of that is happening.
Yeah.
So the more word gets out, the more these kind of things are exposed.
Yeah.
Then that's how change happens.
Exactly. Yes.
So I will get down off my soapbox.
No, you're fine. You don't have to. You do not have to.
And I didn't mean for this to be a downer.
Oh, you're good. You're good.
This wasn't exactly the most joyful of gals, but
but an important one nonetheless.
But
so
yes.
I did
start off. My research started off with this crazy woman put in prison for acting crazy, and then it got sad the deeper down the rabbit hole I got.
That happens to all researchers. We've all been there. It is totally fine. No, and I love it. It's something that I'm definitely going to be thinking on and learning more about. Because, you know, what is it, Maya Angelou? Once you know better, you do better. So it's like, all right.
Yes.
I need to plug in and see what the hell's going on.
I will also mention, too, that it's not just... It also affects still photographs. Because a lot of the Instagram influencers...
Yes.
One woman got arrested... at the airport. She was coming back from a trip and she got arrested because she did some fashion photographs in front of Egyptian monuments. She was completely covered. That wasn't the issue, but she was arrested for exploiting the Egyptian culture.
And I'm sure this is not necessarily happening to those that have like three followers.
No.
This is a lesson in power and influence and control.
Yes. And I just think of all of the Western models that do shoots there.
I know, right?
How many times have you seen the pyramids in the background of everything? Camel cigarettes.
Exactly.
You know, bourbon. Like... All kinds of things that are definitely not part of Egyptian culture, but it's because she is Egyptian.
Yes. Yeah.
But she took gorgeous photos standing in front of the pyramid and a gorgeous multicolored caftan and got arrested.
Interesting. Dun, dun, dun. Well, do you want to wrap us up for the month? That was fantastic. Or for the week, I should say. That was fantastic.
Of course.
Exactly.
That wraps it up for us this week. Join us next week as another Middle Eastern gal is picked to share as Gal's Guide podcast continues. Thank you for listening.
Want to learn about more women of history? Gal's Guide opened a unique women's history lending library. Come visit and explore our collection. Learn more at galsguide.org. Thanks for listening.